You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Sit Rep Happy Hour. My name is Mike, and I am sporadically getting berated over here by three other people that are joining me on this week. This episode of the podcast, should I say. We didn't think he was going to be here, but just for you, our listeners, he decided to turn up this week. I'm going to welcome Luke to the episode and the stream, I guess.
Was I not going to be here? I expected Brad to be in a ditch somewhere after yesterday, but not for any random reason, by the way. He just went out drinking all day.
No, he just likes ditches. Like... Dude, have you seen this ditch? I could sleep in that ditch. Obviously, that beautiful voice is Rob that you can hear chuckling away in the background. He's like, ugh. Welcome back, Rob.
Brad likes his ditches like I like my car.
What? Being slept in instead of a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were going with that. Welcome back, Rob.
Thanks. It's good to be now here, you, Mike.
Now you've got your stand-up routine out the way. And yes, Brad, how are you feeling today?
I feel good. Considering I drank for about 11 hours yesterday, I feel pretty good.
Okay.
Good effort.
Okay, James Brown. How was the birthday boy? Did he have a good day?
He did. We only went to...
Was he smashed?
He was pretty good considering we got him about 6 Jaeger bombs.
I heard the other person wasn't very good, Graham.
No, he was okay. Who told you that?
I saw something put on Facebook that was like... he's on the hard stuff or something.
Oh, no, because he was drinking hooch.
Ah, right. Okay.
Who the yeah.
No, I'm not even going to ask that question.
Hooch is still a thing.
Yeah, I didn't. Yes. I thought they abolished hooch like back in the 90s.
No, it came back a little while ago.
Yeah. I guess welcome back to everyone on this episode. First off, something I think we keep missing out. What are we drinking this week, boys? I'm going to go to Luke on this one. I already know what Brad's drinking from the previous episodes. He actually got sponsored by Sol for a year supply of Sol, so he would not be drinking anything else.
Free beer, good score, dude.
I wish.
I am enjoying a lovely Bad Company Off Tempo. I knew I'd say that wrong. Something that Rob recommended to me ages and ages ago. I've had it on podcast before, but it's expensive, so I don't buy it very often.
I had one of them yesterday.
Nice.
I'm scared. I don't know if he's drinking red wine this week. I don't know if we're going to get an accent off him. Robert, what are you drinking this
Currently
week?
Currently drinking an IPA, again, from Bad Company, brewed exclusively for Asda. But once this is finished, I'm going to open a bottle of red wine.
I love you come out with all these strange-ass fans. Like
it's a malot from California.
Oh god,
a malot. Look, I'm bad for doing stuff like that. I read stuff. I pronounce stuff. Should I say how I read it? I was like reading Lewiston today, and Sam was like, "It's Lewiston."
To be fair, I had a bottle of red wine downstairs, and Laura pronounced Rioja Rojo. So.
Yeah, but this is got, it as good?
This has got a gold medal. I don't know how it got a gold medal, because how does a bottle of wine enter the Olympics? But
God.
Jesus Christ. 2016 stretch. San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition. Oh, that's why. There you go.
I'm on my... I got to think now. I've had a can of Monster, can of Bulmers. They do come in cans, but I had a bottle of Bulmers. Proof, those people watching. And I'm on now on Thatcher's Haze, and I might follow it up with a can of Monster afterwards, just because I don't want to go to sleep, apparently.
Whatever. I feel like, or...
No.
I feel like I get a hard time for drinking so all the time, but I'm pretty sure you have haze all the time.
Yeah, but there's a big difference there, Brad. Haze is nice.
I mean, Soul's nice as well.
Oh.
Mm.
But no, haze is better. I started on lager yesterday and then I went on to haze. I had quite a lot of it.
Well, I was kind of like, do I get haze? And I was looking at other stuff and I was like, no, I'm gonna stick with what I've got. So I'm pretty happy. I think that's about as much as I can say on what I'm drinking this week. Luke, do you want to get your question out the way or do you want to talk about what we've been up to first?
You're in charge. What would you prefer me to do?
Well, do the question.
Yeah, do the question. Not to tell you what to do or anything.
But... careful.
Well, according to a interview he did with Vanity Fair in 2019, other than it being cool to say, what is the real reason that Samuel L. Jackson says the word motherfucker in about 95% of his movies?
Did it start with Pulp Fiction?
I have no idea what movie it started with, but
see, that would be an interesting.
Apart from maybe the Avengers movies,
that would be an interesting question, though, wouldn't it?
And quite possibly Star Wars as well. I don't think he says motherfucker in Star Wars.
It's a Disney movie. I don't think he's allowed.
No, they edited that scene out after he fell out the window and got struck by lightning.
He screams motherfucker as he's falling.
There's only one other character in the history of Star Wars that did that, and that was it was Darth Sidious as he fell down the fucking shaft at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
My God. And I like Star Wars and my brain's gone completely blank on it.
If a film's a 12 in the UK, you're allowed one swear word, aren't you? So I think they should do it. just one.
It's Luke motherfucking Skywalker.
I have no idea. I'll be completely honest, but yes, I'll leave that one for you guys. At the end of the show. What have we been up to this past couple of weeks, boys? Who wants to take the first episode this week? This episode?
I think you should.
You're going to make Rob upset.
I think you should tell us what you've been doing. Because you always squeeze your answer in on the end when we finish taking the piss out of each other.
Yeah, no, yeah. Luke's right. Mike, you go.
Which one am I taking up? Is it yes or no? I'm really throws me out when you do that. What have I been up to? I'm finishing off. It's been a pretty good couple of weeks for finishing TV shows after watching all those freaking Keanu Reeves films for the last episode. It's been nice to not watch any Keanu Reeves films, to be honest. What have I been watching? Obviously, prep for next episode. Unlike some people on this podcast.
Fuck you.
What else have I been watching? Not that I stated what I was watching. Cobra Kai, I almost finished season two.
There's two seasons of that shit.
Yeah, there is. It's fucking... there's a three and four... There's a third and fourth season coming.
Oh, God.
Next year. I can't wait. And it's really fucking good. I don't care what you say. Obviously, Bly Manor came out last weekend. I blitzed that. In two and a bit days with Luke as well. It's fucking awesome. And we'll talk about that next week.
Episode.
The Boys. Next. The Boys. Season two. Fucking good. Rob, would you agree with me on that?
It's a bit of a slow burn at the beginning, but the last three episodes.
It's worth it.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, it is. And also, it completely trumps moment. And I saw it on apparently on Comic Book Movie earlier. They were saying that the director of the final there's a bit that happens anyway that basically there's a team up between women that happens in the Avengers, but the difference in the Avengers is like, oh, look, we've got women doing this thing. Yeah, and the Boys, they're like, fuck it, we're doing it. And it just happens and it works so much better than the Avengers and Endgame, I believe it happens in. And that's pretty much it. I don't think... Oh, no, I've got another thing to say, haven't I? Fuck. What have I been doing this week?
What have you been doing?
I'm going to hang my head in shame.
You fucking should do as well. I caught you doing it this afternoon, you dirty bastard.
Was it this afternoon? Yes. Or was it after I'd finished work?
Well, I think it bled into this afternoon. It's like, oh, hey, Rob, I'm going to get online later. I noticed how you didn't tag me to see if I was coming online. And why was that, yeah, Michael?
Because I know you're not going to fucking play it. I want you to play it. You just give me the finger over fucking Facebook chat. That would be you, or in person. It's fine. Yeah, I've been playing Destiny. And I'm enjoying it. It's nice to play a game with other people. It's been a while, apart from Fall Guys.
We got you. We did the Whisper of the Worm mission, didn't we, last week?
We did. Oh, that was great fun, yeah.
And then, yeah.
Jump back in Destiny. First thing we do is a jumping puzzle, and I'm like, fucking hell, like, are you being serious?
It's one of the best contents in the game, though, so it was just like...
Well, you know me, I love contents.
You need to get that gun, because it's disappearing. It's going to get... whole planet's going to disappear from the director, so you need to go and do it. And then we did. Then you realized that you hadn't done Shadowkeep.
I was like, yeah, so I've done haven't done it.
And then we did the dungeon for Shadowkeep of the day. You've still got two more dungeons to do.
I think we need to leave it there because I think Luke's going to fall asleep before we keep talking about Destiny and Brad. But,
you guys can talk about Destiny 2 all you like. I'll just have a little snooze.
In orbit.
We need to do Shattered Throne because you'd enjoy that because that's like the culmination of the Forsaken stuff along with the Laspis raid. But yeah, I'll shut up now.
It's fine. I don't want to ask for overtime when we're already 10 minutes
You in. Are definitely not getting overtime if you're talking about Destiny. You can fuck right off.
No. It's fine. Brad, what have you been up to since we last spoke on the episode?
2 weeks
ago. I started watching Hill House, which I assume we're going to talk about on the next episode a bit more, so I won't go into it too much, but it's really good. Like, I'm not a massive horror fan, as you guys know, but I think the fact that it's such a good series is, sticking with it because it's so good.
Is that a case of I've never enjoyed anything so much but then been shit scared at the same time?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. I watched episode 8 yesterday. No, the day before, Thursday. And I don't know how well you remember. It's the bit where they're in the car and the ghost like comes between them when they're driving. I don't know if you can remember.
I'm in the middle.
Quite a bit.
I'm in the middle of rewatching season Hill House. I've watched one episode so far. Yeah, so four.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. So I'm gonna finish that. But I also technically I watched it before the Keanu episode. I watched Enola Holmes.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if anyone's had a chance to watch it.
I've been meaning to watch that. I kind of want to watch it, but I haven't.
Yeah,
too much time.
Is it suitable for kids?
Is it what? Sorry.
Is it suitable for kids?
Yeah, mostly, I think.
Okay, that's fine.
There's a bit at the end that might be a bit, dodgy for little kids. But it's not bad. But it's a good film. It's basically a Sherlock Holmes film, but with Millie Bobby Brown. Is that her name?
Yes.
Millie Bobby Brown.
And Bobby Brown's...
Superman's in it as well, right?
Henry Cavill's in it. And what's her name from Harry Potter and...
Helena Bonham Carter.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah, it was good. But yeah, to be honest, apart from that, I've not done much else. I started watching season 6 of Brooklyn as well. That's good.
Nice. Okay, so let's go to Luke. Luke, what have you been... What have you been up to? Because you haven't been playing games.
I played a bit of Tarkov, but not a lot.
Do you need
how's
help?
How's the new patch?
It's not come out yet.
What? I thought it was last Wednesday.
It was supposed to be Wednesday just gone, but then they delayed it because they found a lot of bugs in it.
Okay. They're not changing much, though, are they? I don't...
Rob, I can't remember. I did read the pre-patch notes, but I forgot. There's a lot of quality of life stuff in it.
Yeah.
So maybe they've fucked up some of the UI stuff. I don't know. But it's usually they just push a patch out and then fix it afterwards. But they put a tweet out to say, the patch isn't coming. We don't know when it's coming. We're going to try and work 24-hour days to fix it. Bye. See you soon.
So, crazy bastards.
Sweet. Yeah,
must be in a mess. I blitzed Bly Manor like you did, Mike.
So fucking good.
Thoroughly enjoyed that, yeah. Like, literally, the second I finished it, I just put in our little Facebook chat, just, wow. You didn't even ask, you didn't even have to ask what I was talking about. You're just like, yeah, I know what you've done.
I was worried when I started watching it, because I didn't know if we would be on the same page, but I think we are going to be on the same page for next episode.
I don't think we would have been if we'd talked about it at the start together. I'd have been like, this is quite boring, but I'm glad I waited. Also, I didn't want to talk about it too much because I knew Brad was watching Hill House. Therefore, I don't want to spoil Bly Manor for him. Hopefully, he gets a chance to watch it all before we record in 2 weeks' time. But if not, then we'll just spoil it for him then.
And I highly recommend if you can watch those last two episodes of Hill House back to back. I think you'll enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm going to try
it overall. Because they tend to in like the last two episodes of stuff, like you get the build up and then like it kind of ends, doesn't it? So it's really good. But yeah, anything else, Luke? Or
1917 came free on Prime yesterday, so I watched that last night. That's a First World War movie that I've been desperate to watch for quite a while, but never got around to it, and I'm tight, so I won't pay Prime extra to rent it. But yeah,
oh, I thought you were going to say it was good.
I thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah.
Oh, you enjoyed it? Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Is it better than Dunkirk?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, in my opinion.
Right, okay.
Dunkirk is a very, very slow burn. 1917's got a lot more action to it, and it is beautifully shot. It is superb.
It's all shot like as if it was one yes. take as well.
Yeah. And it's literally one point you could think, oh, there's a take there. If you really, really concentrate. But yeah, the rest of it is really good. Really, really good. I'd recommend that to anybody who's not seen it yet, which might not be many people because it's been out for about a year, I think, now. So, or coming up towards. I watched some other films as well, but I genuinely can't remember what they were. So we'll skip that bit.
Okay. Just before we go any further, obviously, I was off with COVID, I think, almost two episodes ago. But Brad, you had a bit of a run-in with COVID this week, didn't you?
Thankfully, not legitimately. But so I had, last week, I had a notification pop up on my phone saying that I'd been in contact with someone and it was storing my data and everything. But when I clicked it, it didn't open the app and there was no like isolation notification, no countdown or anything. So I messaged my work to see if anyone else had had it, because I'd been in doing overtime with a few people and no one else had, but my team lead said he had to let our manager know that I'd had it pop up. And so I had to stay off Monday and Tuesday while they decided to see if I could come back or not. But basically all it is there's like false alarms coming through that the app is supposed to filter out, and it just didn't filter it out. And the NHS guidance is that if you get one of those and no countdown starts, then you don't have to isolate. So I don't know why it took them 2 days to decide, but eventually they did.
Well, it's good to have you back anyway. I'm sure it's good to be back.
I'm glad you feel
better. No, it's not. I wish I'd taken the 2 weeks off.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. I know you've been getting some shit at work about it, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get down to some movie news. Unfortunately,
I'm not going to ask me what I've done for the last 2 weeks.
I don't need to ask you. Do I need to ask you?
Does it involve Destiny 2?
Maybe.
I thought we'd already covered that.
No, yeah, but fuck off. I also watched a TV program called Utopia, which I would recommend to anyone. It's so fucking good.
I watched that too. I forgot about that. I've been like Bly Manor. I binged that in about 2 days as well.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's amazing how much TV you can get through when you don't play games, right, Luke?
Yeah, when you don't play Tarkov for 4 hours a night, you can watch a really lot of TV and movies.
Yeah,
but apparently then you forget what you've watched, so it doesn't really matter.
Is it worth sticking with Utopia, do you reckon, boys? Mm.
Yes.
Because yeah. I've heard a lot of complaints saying that, obviously, the Utopia that's on Amazon, the latest one, isn't as good as the British one, or the was it a British or Australian that was out a few years ago? It was like 10 years ago somebody said it was out. But I've enjoyed it so far. I'm about 5-6 episodes in. It's just kind of starting to warm up. So
the cast is amazing.
Yeah. I think we spoke a little bit about that last time. Anyway, let's
get
on.
Is it on Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon Prime. Yeah, it's an Amazon Prime original.
For free. Also, if you like The Boys, go check out Preacher. I'll just say that. Okay. Movie news, Roberto. Guess what? As no surprise to anyone, they've ripped June from December's schedule release date and moved it all the way to October next year. Alongside, Christ, what else got moved?
Every other box off blockbuster in existence at the moment.
Yeah, The Flash has gone to 2022. You've got Shazam how long has freaking Shazam been coming out for? It was like the last 5-6 years. It's now gone to 2023.
You mean Black Adam?
Shazam 2 has moved to 2023. 2. Black Adam will be out somewhere in the next 10 years. the only film that's not been delayed just yet is Wonder Woman 1984. But the big film that has been delayed, I'm pretty sure, I know it's not WB, but what's it called? Is it No Time
James
to...
Bond?
Yeah, No Time to Die? The top of my head? Yeah. And then obviously the Batman has been pushed from October, which they're filming at the minute, and it's been pushed all the way back to 2022. So we've got another 2 years before we see the Batman, which looks so fucking good. Which, yeah.
Amongst all that, didn't The Matrix get brought forward?
That's the only good news, isn't it? That we don't have to wait another 2 years.
By quite a bit as well. Like, it was a few months.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
That's just clever marketing. Like, they found a massive hole in the schedule where no other movies are coming out. It's just like, yeah, let's just bring out this Matrix movie.
Yeah, when was it? Oh, it was 2021, and it's been... pushed forward to someone that I cannot find right now, so I'll have to leave it. But yeah, at least we get to see that if there's still cinemas about, because the cinemas are closing. Obviously in the UK, Cineworld has closed the doors till next year, I believe, off the top of my head.
The solution to this is to convert every cinema. Obviously not every cinema, because that would be impractical for certain cinemas, into what are those, it was like a cinema, but you would sit in your car.
Like an outdoor cinema.
A drive-in cinema, yeah.
What did they call them, though?
Drive-in cinema.
And they had like a name.
I feel like...
At the risk of repeating what's been said 16 times, drive-in cinema, Rob.
So it's really sad news, but unfortunately a lot of the cinemas have been shut down. Cineworld has shut, I believe, all the sites across the UK at the minute, and the company that owns them, is it Regal Cinemas in the States, has done exactly the same, I believe, off the top of my head. Obviously that's huge news, because with the complete schedule getting pushed till next year and beyond, are we going to have any cinemas when these films come back and they're actually released? Do you reckon, boys?
I don't know.
I feel like Cineworld closing was a preemptive action to try and save some, but I don't know how many will survive. I mean, I guess nobody really knows, because it depends how long all this situation lasts, doesn't it? So.
Yeah, until we get a vaccine and all the rest of it. It is really sad. What's even worse, though, is the fact that most of the employees actually found out on social media that this was happening, not from their employer themselves.
Oh, that would suck.
Fucking suck. Yeah, so
Just like mixer all over again.
Yeah. So,
I hope that's not true.
What's that?
Just one of those internet bullshit rumors.
No, there was legitimately people on Twitter going, "I can't believe this is happening. This is the first I'm hearing on it, and not even from White." So, you know.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. I feel really sorry for anyone out there because I love the cinema. I don't get out to it as much as I used to. But I still think it's one of the best experiences. Yeah, you can stream stuff, and I think that is potentially going to be the way forward in the future. But
the industry's got to shift. It's got to adapt.
Mm. Yeah. But then I've seen, I don't know what you think about it, but I wouldn't be surprised if in the future something like Amazon and Netflix and Disney end up taking over cinemas in the future. But we'll see, I guess. They've got the money, haven't they?
Yeah, but it's whether it's they're going to make money. They won't do it unless they're going to make money. It's a business at the end of the day.
Yeah. But then you've got the subscribers as well, haven't you?
Not being funny, but if the cinemas do shut, that's just money in their pockets, isn't it, really? Because they all offer VOD.
Yeah, they do.
And that means everyone's going to have to pay £30 to watch Disney films.
And they were.
And people did. Yeah, apparently it did pretty well. Not absolutely amazing, but Mulan did pretty well on Disney+. Moving on, apparently, I don't know if you boys would be on board with it, but Kevin James wants a sequel to The Waterboy 2. Yeah.
Don't do it.
So he wants two sequels. What?
That was my bad. Yeah, he wants a sequel to The Waterboy.
No, leave it alone. I agree with
I feel that. Like we've already got that with Hubie Halloween, and I'm yet to watch it, and I'm staying away until we get closer to episode 11.
My wife's watched it. And every time she watched it in two parts, and every time she had it on, I was like walking past like this. I don't want to see it.
I'm really surprised at that because you're not that fussed about spoilers, are you? And then for you to be like that.
Well, no, it's not. I want to watch it. I don't want to catch the middle of the film and then, I know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. I'm still looking forward to it. Luke, do you want a sequel to The Waterboy?
No.
And do you want Kevin James in it?
Hell no.
I did see something where Adam Sandler was on about a... I don't know if you saw this, Brad. Adam Sandler was on about a Sandler verse.
Yes.
Where like all his...
So he'd play like all his characters.
Yes.
Like Eddie Murphy.
So Happy Gilmore...
Like to see that.
So into what intertwines Happy Gilmore like... Little Nicky.
Little Nicky at what, 40 years old? I want to see what that looks like.
Waterboy.
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison, yeah, all the greats.
All of those movies had a very similar cast in them anyway, though, didn't he?
Employed his mates, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's all he's done now. He's moved to Netflix. Brad, do you want to see a sequel to The Waterboy?
No.
I'd rather see a Happy Gilmore 2.
Where would you go with that? Where would you go with that? The only way I could see that working is if he was like became a pro golfer and then went back to hockey.
Or he just plays hockey. Instead of golf.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's his goal. He has to go back to hockey, but he doesn't know how to play it.
I think what we've established here is that Adam Sandler movies don't need sequels.
I don't know. I think Billy Madison is probably like the only one you could do.
No.
He goes back to college or something like that.
No.
Or goes back.
That'd be terrible.
I don't know, like 40, 50-year-old Billy Madison goes back to preschool again.
Well, no, what's the one where he's like he's a superhero.
He's a superhero?
Yeah. It's like Zohan or something like that.
Oh, don't mess with the Zohan.
Is that it?
He's a hairdresser, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's like a superhero.
Is he? I think he was like a secret agent or something on that one.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. The one film I don't want a sequel to is Click. Click's terrible. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Click shouldn't even exist, let alone need a sequel. That's a terrible movie.
Or maybe Uncut Gems.
I haven't seen that one.
I'm just waiting for Rob to be like, dude, you can't. I'm not going to spoil it. Anyway. You can't do it. You can't do it, can you? Okay, so moving on to Sony/Marvel's Spider-Man 3. Brad, I'm going to go to you on this one. So we had news that Jamie Foxx is reprising his role as Electro in the Tom Holland universe of Spider-Man after appearing originally in the Andrew Garfield The Amazing Spider-Man in the
What happens to him in that film? Because I've forgotten. Does he die?
He just turns into electricity and disappears or something.
I thought he got arrested. so one of us has got to be right.
Battle at the end. I remember what happens.
I haven't watched those two since they came out, so I can't remember.
Emma Stone characters dies, and then they have like a massive fight. Spoiler for a film that's how old?
Fuck off. In a universe that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, true.
Well.
Yeah, and then they like play music when he's bouncing around in the power station and stuff. But I can't remember how it's resolved.
Is that the same one where the weird...
Isn't he just like given like so much power then he explodes?
Like something like that.
Unlimited power.
I can't remember. Either way, power. Brad, are you happy that Jamie Foxx is reprising his role as Electro?
Yeah, he's a good actor. So, like I said, I haven't watched those films. Well, yeah, he's an okay actor. I'm not. Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Thanks, Meso. The thing is, this has started a lot of shit, hasn't it, on the internet now, especially with people who are fans of obviously Marvel and Spider-Man and all the rest of it. That basically
Spider-Verse.
The announcement. Yeah. The people are thinking that Sony and Marvel are working towards a Spider-Verse film because they've essentially added Doctor Strange into Spider-Man 3 or whatever the sequel is to Far No Homecoming, and that he is now Spider-Man's new mentor, which I still don't think he needs a mentor, but there we go. And obviously Doctor Strange is doing what's his new film?
Multiverse of Madness.
Yes. So obviously, yeah, you can chain it all together. Plus, there's been rumors that Tom Hardy will be appearing in Spider-Man 3. I'm not putting it out or putting it down just yet, but also Tobey Maguire and apparently Andrew Garfield have been rumored. Brad?
There'll be cameos, though.
Rumored.
Did you see the response from Sony on this, though, Brad?
No.
Have you not seen the response? So their response was something along the lines of, "We do not."
It was very carefully worded, wasn't it?
Yeah, it basically said those rumored castings are not confirmed. So does that mean, Brad, that they are still in talks to get those guys back?
I would think so. Yeah,
but if they're still in talks, then it's no more than a cameo. If that is the case,
they haven't decided how much money they're gonna.
It will be cameos.
I still want to see it, though.
It will be cameos. They're not going to, like... They'll probably die.
Probably.
Because then otherwise, they'll just kill him off.
How's Tobey Maguire looking these days? Because he was, like, too old for that role when the film came out anyway. So.
He's going to be...
a 30-year-old man at high school.
If you've seen the Miles Morales Spider-Verse, he's going to be the fat... The fat older mentor Spider-Man.
Oh, that'd be so good.
But that's what people want, isn't it? That is legitimately what people want from Spider-Man 3. Now, this is blown up. Now, if we don't get it in Spider-Man 3, you can guarantee we are getting it in the next one because of the amount of shit storm this has kind of brought up. Luke, any thoughts on a Spider-Verse film before we go forward?
No, I do wholeheartedly agree with what Brad was saying about Tommy Maguire being too old. He's like 45 years old now or some shit.
It's fine. It just looks like he's in college and now, right?
I can't believe they're going to convince him to get in shape again.
I mean, I'm sure the money will help, but of him and Andrew Garfield, I know which one of the two of them in my head would be the one that's not signed up yet. And his name's not Tobey Maguire.
Well, you don't reckon Garfield would sign up?
I don't think Garfield needs to sign up, does he? He's got...
But he legitimately loves Spider-Man. It's not just a fucking paycheck. He's like,
I was gutted when his got cancelled. I thought he was good.
Yeah. I enjoyed him as Spider-Man as well.
I've been back and watched Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3 recently. And like, 2's meant to be the best. I don't know. I don't think those films are good going back.
They're not.
I don't even want to watch 1. No, I don't think they do. 3 is even worse, and I hate Venom in that film, but then I kind of feel sorry for Topher Grace because I love that 70s show at the same time, so it's kind of difficult. I do want to see it into the Spider-Verse film, because we've already got that, but I do want to see a Spider-Verse film, but hopefully we'll get it maybe in the future. We'll see.
It gives them an additional out on the post-credit scene from Far From Home as well.
Yeah.
Which I guess I won't spoil because it came out.
Yeah,
it was last year, wouldn't it?
I won't worry about this.
It's fine. Dude, he died.
Yeah, so like, obviously Mysterio at the end of that reveals that Peter Parker's Spider-Man. Tom Holland. So if you had another one there that could just sort of like be Spider-Man while Tom Holland's on the ground, then... You sort your
if they cast Miles Morales, then we'll know.
Yeah.
Then we'll know. It's going to be... But the film's getting delayed left, right, and center, so like this film ain't going to be out for another 5 years.
Yeah, the only film...
when Tobey Maguire will be a 50-year-old.
Yeah. I think the only film... it has. Freaking Avatar's got pushed out again, so...
Wow, surprised.
I don't think we're ever going to see those films.
That's 11 years ago that film came out.
Has it really been that long?
How does it take 11 years to make a sequel? What are you doing?
They're making 16 of them all at the same time.
Who thought that was a good idea? Continuity. I tell you what, the continuity on that film better be fucking good, otherwise, what a waste of time. Yeah. Moving on, Brad, I know you like the original film. Are you looking forward to coming to America 2? And it's going to be released on Amazon Prime, so I assume that makes it even better, right?
Oh, that's another one where I don't want them to ruin it, though. That first film is really good.
You know, we were just talking about Avatar taking 11 years to bring out a sequel. What's this, 40 years?
A long time.
I can't remember what Eddie Murphy's the most recent one that was on Netflix, but it was good. It was really good. It was nice to see him back on form, not doing, what was it, Haunted House or Pluto Nash or something. So
Pluto Nash, dude, that's a very old film.
Yeah, I know.
Have they made a second one?
No. No. We had like 12 Clumps films. I can't remember what the...
12?
I'm taking the piss. They were fucking awful movies.
They were.
Dr. Doolittle.
I remember liking those films, but I haven't watched them recently. Yeah.
I think the first ones... I might actually rewatch the first one tomorrow, if I can.
The first one of what, sorry?
The Nutty Professor.
Don't do it.
That's what it's called.
Trying to think if
you'll
it's
help
okay
yourself afterwards.
It'd probably be better watching freaking... What's it called? Beverly Hills Cop. In other news, Glow, its final season got cancelled because of COVID. I'm kind of pissed about that. I know no one else cares. Probably, maybe Brad, but I know he hasn't finished season one yet.
I got to the last episode and then I got distracted with other stuff, so I haven't gone back.
How can you get distracted? You're supposed to get distracted by the show.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember. It was too long ago to remember what came out or
Well, at least you've got another two seasons, but they're on about maybe doing like a film or something to wrap it up. But yeah, it's a shame.
Does season three end in a way where it could be carried on, or does it?
I think they go somewhere else, but you could just leave it. It's kind of like The Boys. To me, like The Boys season two is done. You don't have to go back.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm looking forward to what they do just with season three.
They're wrapping. They do that though. Some shows just wrap up a season.
Yeah,
because they're like, "Will we get cancelled? I don't know."
Well, especially with everything that's going on at the minute. Moving on very quickly because we're on the clock today. We got a couple of trailers that came out probably within the last 3-4 weeks, perhaps longer than that. But obviously, because Keanu Reeves' app, we're a little bit behind. First trailer, Luke. I'm going to go to you. Did you watch the Free Guy trailer?
I've seen both the Free Guy trailers.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Do you want to explain
no.
what Free Guy is? Okay, I'm not giving you a choice.
Well, I'm not entirely sure myself, but it's like a guy living in a computer game world, or it's like comedy Matrix, but not anywhere near as serious as the Matrix. But all you need to know is Ryan Reynolds is in it, so it'd be great.
Agreed.
See?
Yeah, there you it's go. Ryan Reynolds playing himself in a video game world.
I feel Ryan Reynolds is one of those, well, yeah, he just plays himself in every film.
Most recently, yeah. But
he did, even Deadpool?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and Pikachu.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I feel like he's done that all the way back.
Since Van Wilder.
Yeah. It's just him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Playing himself. Yeah. You're not wrong. I can't argue with that at all. No, you're not wrong. I mean, it does look good. And I think they were even joking, like, we think it's released this year. I just love the tagline from the studio that brought you, what was it, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and the Jungle Book. Twice.
Oh, frozen again. Is he frozen for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We had a moment. Hello. I'm back, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It looks really funny, and I'm interested to see if it not like... They've got a really bad habit with trailers of putting all the funny moments in the trailer, so I just hope it's a bit better than that.
Wait, what? They put all the best bits of the movie in the trailer?
Yes, they were really bad. Bad, bad habit of doing that.
I think it's going to be really funny, really good.
I hope it's good. Moving on, we've got the WandaVision trailer for Marvel fans out there. It's coming to Disney Plus. It's got, who's it got in it, Brad? I've completely forgotten off the top of my head.
The Vision.
Scarlet Witch and Vision.
And Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, right? Because WandaVision.
No, her name's Wanda. Did you not get the point that Scarlet Witch's name is Wanda and Vision?
No, I did. I'm taking the piss.
Okay.
Because obviously Wonder Woman is a DC franchise, not Marvel.
So you'll definitely find it streaming on Disney Plus this December. You're just looking around puzzled. Brad, what's the deal with the WandaVision trailer?
So the trailer's kind of set up like an old TV sort of sitcom, like black and white, and then it's sort of interspersed with like random sort of action scenes and stuff from the present. But I'm guessing this is like all in her imagination. What? And she's like created this world herself.
And why is that, Brad?
Because obviously, spoiler alert, he dies.
What?
In the films. So I'm guessing this is her way of dealing with it, is just to create this world where he's still alive. Yeah. But she's also going insane.
But it could also be her. I've heard in the comics she brings him back or something doing this sort of thing. So I'm wondering if he's going to come back. But then apparently she's joining Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, she's probably the madness part of that film.
Yeah, it's probably... I reckon she's got... I've seen a few things that, like, she might be the villain of this show, but we'll see.
She is the strongest Avenger, right? She is the, like...
Yeah, I think in the comics, like,
she's up there with Captain Marvel.
I'm pretty sure she's underpowered in the films compared to what she can do in the comics.
Well, it looks good. I will say it does look good. If you're a fan of Marvel, I think it looks good. It's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out.
Looks different.
Yeah, this is the first of the Marvel streaming service TV shows. So, and it's actually connected to the MCU, not like Daredevil and all the rest of it that was on Netflix. This is like a however many hour long Marvel film on Disney Plus. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know if you guys got it, but it has very Bewitched vibes because it's obviously black and white. And I don't know if you guys remember that TV show from, was the 80s? Was it 70s or 80s it ran? And they had like a terrible remake with Will Ferrell.
And
Jesus.
It was a film. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, yeah. Did anyone else enjoy the trailer, or was it just me? did anyone else enjoy the trailer? Rob?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. Did you watch the next trailer?
Which one's that?
Did you watch Borat 2?
Yes, I did.
What's the idea behind Borat 2?
I feel like I'm in a. I feel like you're quizzing me now. I feel like
I am.
You're checking whether he takes his daughter to America, and that's pretty much it. Like that's, and then you see what happens.
Does anybody feel like it's like watching Bad Grandpa or something? Like it's, where they've done Jackass and they've taken it
cringe,
into a film.
Like the trailer is just like, I'm not going to watch that film.
Really?
Honest to God, I have no. I don't know. I think it'll be funny, but I just have no drive to go and watch that film.
No, anyway, you're sort of humor.
I just know what's going to happen. It's just going to be awkward comedy.
Like this podcast.
comedy.
just without the comedy. Luke, are you looking forward to the Borat 2 film?
I feel like looking forward to is overselling it slightly, but I mean, I'll watch it. I won't go full Rob and just completely ignore its existence, but yeah.
See, I don't think it was that long, but you were like, oh, I'm not watching that. That's terrible.
How old was the first one?
Just, who, me? Just,
yeah.
It came out in 2006.
No, I'll watch it. I mean, don't get me wrong, Borat and Ali G and most of Sacha Baron Cohen's characters are funny, but it's an awkward comedy. It's like part of it, you just sit back in your chair and cringe and get embarrassed watching it. And I don't like that kind of comedy. So if I'm really in the mood to watch it or stupendously bored with nothing to do, I'll watch it. But I'm not going to literally be sat refreshing Netflix waiting for it to arrive at 8 o'clock in the morning GMT or whatever time Netflix gets updated.
It's fine, Luke. You'll have loads of time because your friends are playing Destiny.
You say friends, but
they are now dead to me. You can always join us, Luke. It's free.
Hell will freeze over 12 times before I join you in Destiny 2 again. You did that to me once. You won't do it to me again.
I didn't do anything to you. A game fucked you. I didn't.
You helped pay for the fucking game.
Well, yeah, but it's a good... I'm not going into it. It's just a waste of time.
Good.
What else have we got? We got a few game things to talk about very, very quickly, as I don't think we have very long. How long we got left, Luke? 15 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
Ooh, 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Microsoft buys Bethesda for $7.5 billion. Who wants to take the lead on that one?
No one.
You go for it.
I'm asking the question. Brad, you take it. That sounds wrong.
All right.
Microsoft, take one for the team.
Microsoft admitted. Good job, Microsoft.
There's a lot of big franchises going over to Microsoft now, so I don't know how that's going to affect the PS5 with, like, obviously they are doing an Elder Scrolls 6. They got Starfield coming out. They will inevitably do another Fallout. They've got Doom.
Yeah, there'll probably be another Doom.
There's a lot of big franchises that
PlayStation have kind of lost out on now.
Yeah.
We all own a PC. Who cares?
If you're in a decent PC, it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah, because you can get it via Game Pass. But I'm pretty sure.
Obviously, for people that can't afford it, then.
Yeah. It's a bit of a pain in the ass. It's a shame. But then I did see like a comparison, and then you've got obviously PlayStation with all their first party studios as well, which are pretty good. So I don't know. It's a shame if they do stop Bethesda from putting out games on PlayStation. But I mean,
that's a lot of money as well.
Yeah.
That's pennies.
Like, because you think Disney bought. No.
Yeah, it was. It was Disney bought Lucasfilm for how much? What, $3-4 billion?
What did they pay? Oh, for
Star Wars,
Fox and stuff, wasn't it? It was like $60 billion.
Shows how big the fucking gaming industry is right now, isn't it?
Yeah, but for like to be just like shy of a sixth of that for video games is a lot of money.
Yes. Obviously with PlayStation 5 coming out, we also have a couple of games getting remastered or brought forward. But anybody that's getting the PS5 version of Spider-Man Miles Morales, you're also going to be able to get, is it the Ultimate Edition, Brad?
Yeah.
You're going to be able to get a copy of Spider-Man 4 remastered. And I'm sure everyone by now loves the fact that Spider-Man now looks like a 12-year-old.
They tried to make him look like Tom Holland, and it looks weird.
It looks weird because he looks like he should be like 25 years old in the actual video game. But it looks like he's got I don't know about you, but it looks like he's got a tiny head. It doesn't look bad, but
I just don't understand why they did it. They didn't need to, but there we go.
I've seen a lot of people comment it's going to make the last scene of the game with certain somebody really weird with regards to Aunt May.
Yeah.
There's not a lot I can say. I don't know what you think of the remastered version of him. It's fine.
They didn't need to do it. No. It's weird.
The director's got freaking death threats, so, right? It's just fucking stupid.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's insane. And running down to the last couple of things, Cyberpunk 2077 has gone gold. And is going to be releasing in November in a few weeks' time.
What does that mean?
That means it is ready to put on a disc, Robert.
So it's not getting delayed again?
No.
Bollocks.
For like the fifth time.
I was hoping that was going to get delayed again.
What, because of Destiny?
Yeah. Shadow Keep comes out like a week before.
Yeah, it does. We got freaking Ghost Runner as well a couple of weeks before.
I didn't give a next shit week? About that.
That's not what you told me the other day.
I'll probably play it, but I'm not like, oh, Ghost Runner's coming out. Yeah.
I'm a cockney.
Sorry, what were you saying, Brad?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, Rob's saying about Destiny coming out, it comes out the same time as the PS5. So, you have to choose between Spider-Man and Cyberpunk.
It's a PC. Yeah, you can on PC. Luke, does Cyberpunk interest you at all? First-person story-based?
Are you being genuine with that question? No.
I mean, obviously it's not Russia. I understand that. But, I mean, you could pretend it's futuristic Russia. I don't know.
No, not at all.
No.
Really?
What about the next?
Yeah. That's a shame.
Oh.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Okay. I think it's going to be good. There's multiplayer coming for it in the future as well. So, well, if you're not looking forward to Cyberpunk 2077, what do you think about the next game that we're going to talk about, Luke?
Is that Godfall?
Yes.
Also not interested.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. They've made their own genre up for this game. It's bollocks.
They made their own what? Genre?
Genre, yeah. They're like, oh, we're the first ever looter slasher or whatever they called it. It's like, fuck off.
Oh, so it's like Devil May Cry with loot.
Yeah.
Like third person looter slasher. Yeah,
literally the trailer you posted in our show notes for me to watch said, hello, I'm such and such, creator of Godfall. We've made our own...
Creator of genres.
Yeah, we made our own genre for this game because it's a looter and a slasher, so it's the first ever looter slasher. I was like, cancel, not watching that anymore, fuck you. I mean, sure, it'll interest some people, but just not me in the slightest.
Okay. It's Warframe.
Yeah, it's
which
Warframe.
Is off to a terrible start already in my world.
It's like, yeah. What did I say? It was medieval Warframe. I think that's what I said.
It looks fucking good, though. It does look really nice.
It looks pretty. I'll give you that.
I'm quite interested. Does it interest you, Rob? Because obviously this is kind of competing for that market of game that you play in.
No, Destiny already has swords in it. It's fine.
I knew he was going to say that.
If I wanted to spend 40 quid on a sword, I'd play Destiny. Brad, does Godfall interest you?
It interests me, but I won't be getting it straight away.
Not until it's cheaper.
But I think I will pick it up eventually.
Yeah.
I hadn't watched, like, I'd seen a few bits on it, but the combat in that trailer looked quite good. So,
no, the reason I asked is obviously, you know, I understand Luke doesn't want to play Destiny. And this isn't Destiny. This is something completely different, but it could be something we could all play together.
A brand new genre.
Yeah, it's a brand new genre. You can't complain about that, Luke. You've never played this genre before.
That's fine.
Can you?
It's not in it's not in Russia. There's no guns involved.
Yeah. It's definitely not in Luke's wheelhouse.
There's no guns. I'm not playing it.
There's no risk or well, that we know of. There's no risk and reward.
It looks like Dark Souls / Destiny / Warframe from what I saw. It's like there's like bosses and stuff like that, which is kind of cool.
Are there raids? There's raids, I might be on board.
There is no multiplayer, but I would not be surprised.
There's no multiplayer. Okay.
When I say no, there's no PvP. Sorry.
There is no PvP. I'm definitely not playing it then.
Yeah, but come on, Luke. You know, like other games, PvP doesn't always work in a PvE game.
I mean,
how else is Luke going to get angry and mute his microphone?
It's fucking boss. Wait, I didn't mute. Fuck.
Yeah.
I did. Sorry, you were saying anyway?
I can't remember. It was something to do with Anthem and no PvP, but...
It wasn't... I don't think it was Anthem.
No, it was Anthem that I got in my head. You changed to talk about Division, but I wanted to talk about Anthem. It's like you guys were all quite excited about that, and I was almost on board, and then they announced that there was never ever going to be PvP, and I was just like, yeah, see you later.
I don't know, maybe it's just the point I'm at. I'm not too worried about playing competitive games too much nowadays, but...
It doesn't have to be competitive. It's just...
No, but you know what I mean. Like, it doesn't always work. You don't have to have PvP in everything. And sometimes it just doesn't work, no matter how many times you try and copy and paste that shit on. It don't work.
Stop throwing shade. Get on with the podcast.
I'm messing.
Are we talking about the game that we're not supposed to talk about?
I'm not talking about any game that we're not supposed to talk about.
Don't know what you're talking about, Rob. Sorry.
All I'm saying is I've heard it's better than the first one. Anyway, that's it pretty much for news this week and what we've been up to. I don't know if you boys have any recommendations off the top of your heads of stuff to watch, stuff to listen to, etc. before we move on to Luke's question and get the fuck out of here.
No, I've talked about my recommendations. 1917, yeah. Bly Manor, Utopia, done.
Yeah. I'm probably going to give Tsushima's new update a go and try the co-op on that. So,
doesn't that introduce a new game plus mode as well?
Yes.
Nice. There's a couple other bits in there as well. There's like a is there a PvP?
There's like four-player co-op and like...
What'd you say, Rob? Sorry?
Stuff like that.
No, I just thought you were going to say something else.
I think the only thing I can recommend before I go is obviously what I recommended to you guys before we start recording and / live streaming. which is While She Sleeps' new track. What was it? Sleep Society. Go check it out if you're a fan of Bring Me the Horizon. It's pretty fucking good. That's all I'll say. Luke, hi. Do you have an answer to today's question?
I do have an answer for today's question. So,
can you recap the question? Because I can't remember it.
I can. According to his 2019 interview with Vanity Fair, why does Samuel L. Jackson say the word motherfucker in pretty much all of his movies that aren't in the Star Wars or Avengers universe?
Does he have Tourette's?
It's his favourite words to say.
It rolls off his tongue and stops him from stuttering. Apparently he's got quite a serious stutter with the letters
really?
B and D. And motherfucker is a word that just rolls off his tongue without him having to think about it. So if it's not in the script, he will actually whisper it to himself if he starts feeling like a stutter is coming.
That's amazing.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Luke. A couple of things before
fucking blown, dude. Samuel L. Jackson has a fucking stutter.
Yeah. Had it since he was a kid, apparently.
A motherfucking stutter.
A motherfucking stutter. Yes, Brad.
Did I stutter?
Holy shit.
A couple of things before we go. Rob,
yes.
What are we doing today? What have you spent the past couple of weeks setting up?
Oh, Twitch.
Yes. Do you want to talk about it?
If you want to watch us record the podcast live on Twitch, we are every... When do we record? Every Friday?
Ask Brad.
Every Friday.
Usually Fridays, but slash a few Saturdays in the next few weeks.
8 p.m. GMT. We will be live on Twitch recording the podcast. We are right now. This is... Hi, chat. Yeah, that's it.
And possibly playing games after.
Yeah, we might follow on the yeah.
Some gameplay. Before we go, Rob, what game do you want to play on next episode? Which these pussies aren't.
Phasmophobia. Because it's going to be Halloween episode and it seems appropriate.
It's true. It's co-op as well.
Four-player co-op. There's four of us.
It's in another genre as well.
I disagree. There's only two of you that want to play it.
No, there's four of us, Rob. You were right the first time. You just look so confused. And this is a great thing. If you want to see Rob looking confused, you can check us out on Twitch. We'll try and put out a schedule. We'll try and put a tweet out on our social media, Twitter page. What is our Twitter off the top of my head? twitter.com/sitrephappyhour.
Don't know. Changed it.
We've had a couple of suggestions over the last week of ideas for special episodes. I think one of them was a Western based episode. Which I don't mind. I don't mind Western films.
Yeah, of course. Don't mind because you get to watch your favorite film.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean what?
What?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. What are we on?
We
about?
Did a whole special podcast on it. We did a podcast where we did a
listen along.
Yeah, one of our...
I didn't even think of that film!
Yeah, that's a Western, dude.
Did you bollocks?
Fucking twat.
No, I didn't. But I think it was... I can't remember if it was Reaper or Death Sock Puppet, but they were basically like, yeah, you should do a Western episode and do Back to the Future. But the thing is, Rob, do you think Back to the Future 3 either deserves a full episode devoted to itself as a whole franchise or as part of a Western episode?
I don't know.
That's really helpful. Anyway,
should we do a Michael J. Fox episode? Has he got enough films to do that?
It's not going to be there's going to be Teen Wolf and three Back to the Future films and the Michael J. Fox TV show. And that's
Michael J. Fox was in Scrubs. We could talk about that episode.
Yes, he was, wasn't he?
Yes.
I mean, we might need to give Brad 3 weeks to do that, but yes, I'm sure we can. 3 weeks?
One episode 3 of Scrubs. Years. You only have to watch one episode of Scrubs, it'll be fine.
And six
he's got
films.
To catch up. Yeah. Six, what? Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to move on. But yeah, if you want if you want to check out the video live. You can check it out on the Twitch page, or it should be on YouTube. That is it for this week. We've gone over by 4 minutes, I believe, if not more than that.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's about 4 minutes, but I'll give you that one.
I think that's it. I'm going to raise my glass and say goodnight and cheers.
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 Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.